I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.
We are getting the lowdown on the Warren Report. Rivals has arrived. All right, welcome to another edition of Rivals. Scott Mitchell, Jason Buck here. And of course, we have our special guest. It's Warren Fisher from the Warren Report on the Golf Channel. How are you?
I'm great. How are you guys?
Oh, we're fantastic.
We're great.
I can't wait for this opportunity. Okay. How old are you?
I'm 11.
11?
Yeah.
What?
Okay, for people out there who cannot see what we're saying, Warren is a sharp-dressed man.
Right? Oh, yeah.
He has a suit and a bow tie, and of course he's got the little dapper,
Pocket square.
Looks like he's ready to go right on TV now.
He is a sharp-dressed man.
Yeah. All right, so, hey, it's my jam.
I know, so... You're on the Golf Channel. How does that happen? Because you're from where?
I'm from Utah.
You're from Utah? How do you get on the Golf Channel? The Golf Channel is like in Florida.
Well, see, they kind of just, I don't know, they kind of just picked me up, I guess. I was just
was
doing,
it from social media? Were you on YouTube?
Social media. I'm usually on Twitter. Well, I actually created a Twitter account down while I was with them in Arizona. So I've kind of been doing Twitter, Instagram, and YouTube, and that's mainly where you guys can find me.
And you're just popular on social media?
Yeah, I wouldn't say famous, but I'm popular.
You're close.
I'm close.
Close to famous.
I'm close.
All right, I like you already. All right, so what do you report on? Like what golf events do you report on?
I'm mainly right now in PGA Junior League, but I'm sort of kind of getting into like the Utah Open. Since it's summer and it's the Utah Open's coming up, so that's kind of what I'm doing right now.
That's what you do?
Mm-hmm.
And do you like golf? Do you play golf?
I love golf. It's a great sport.
Whoa, it's a love thing. It's not even a like. You're with me, okay? Mm-hmm. I'm a golf lover.
Nice.
Jason over there, he's an abuser of a golf ball. I mean, look at him. He's kind of scary and mean. And let me tell you.
I play some golf.
Hey, no, that's why he's the defensive lineman
exactly,
for BYU.
Exactly, right.
I play some golf. Have you watched Happy Gilmore?
Yes.
Okay. If you want to know my life as a golfer, I am Happy Gilmore reborn.
No, Jason was the alligator in Happy Gilmore.
Yeah, I would attack an alligator and I'd beat up Bob Barker, probably.
Probably.
So you play golf?
Yeah.
Well, wait. I gotta go back because you mentioned defensive end for BYU. Are you a football fan?
Me and my dad, we love to watch football, but I think playing football wasn't super great for me because it messed up kind of like my schedule with golfing and reporting. So I just thought I just couldn't do it.
And it kind of messes up the pretty face too,
yeah.
Right?
You made a good decision.
But I got to keep this.
You got to keep that. No question about it. Are you a BYU fan, a Utah fan? Who are you a fan of college football in the state of Utah? Because this show is the Rivals. He's the BYU guy. I'm the Utah guy. He's the defensive guy. I'm the offensive guy. Believe it or not, I know.
Who do you want to be friends with?
Well, you're bigger and can probably beat me up in a second. But I love the quarterbacks and I love the Utes.
You know it.
Oh.
You know it.
Oh.
We set you up for that one. Yeah, Jason. You know what Jason does? He goes, I want a Super Bowl, and he shows his Super Bowl ring all the time. See, he has it on right there.
There you go. Does Scott have one?
It's slightly annoying.
Ooh, I don't know.
I actually don't have one, and he rubs it in all the time. But I'm smarter and better looking, so it doesn't matter.
True.
See, he always says that.
Who do you play golf with? Who's your golfing buddies?
I play mostly with my junior league team. This season's just coming to an end. Super sad. I mostly play with my friends, and I'm going to give them a little shout out, but I play with Elliot Bond and JJ Tomsic most of the time.
Nice. And they're your buddies?
Yeah, they're my real good buddies.
Who's the most famous person you've ever met in your life, besides Jason and I?
Okay,
just so you know, we are very famous. You may not know it. You're really young, but we're kind of a big
deal. I watch you guys on YouTube. I watch your highlights.
No.
You had some of the craziest hits I've ever seen.
Nice.
Jason is crazy.
I have a lot of rage to let out on a football field.
That's why
it's true.
That's why he has crazy hits. No, he's legitimately crazy.
And that's why he has a Super Bowl ring.
Ouch. In fact, we only let him out once a week.
Like, let me out of a cage.
All right, so
kind of like the X-Men.
Who's the most famous person you've met?
I didn't know he was famous till about 2 years after I met him, but the most famous person I know is probably Tony Finau.
Yes.
Really, really cool guy.
We love Tony Finau.
Tony's the best.
He's a great one.
He's the bomb. No question. Hey, we have a present for you. So this is one of my trading cards.
No way.
Away. Yes.
No way.
For
that's
you.
So sick. Scott Mitchell.
Listen,
and
for
Jason,
last, there's the better looking
the
one.
The Buck. Woo.
There's that
Jason
the Bengals card.
All right, so tell us about the Warren Report.
I basically just go around interviewing golf pros, and I really kind of enjoy it because, like, when I'm out on trips, when I was down in AZ with the Golf Channel, I met some really, really cool kids. I think, like, I could see them being the next generation of golfers.
Wow. Are you the next generation of golf?
No.
No.
I'm the next Faraday.
Oh, I like it.
I'm coming for
his
job.
I like
I'm coming for his job.
All right, before we go, do you have a question for us? It's okay if you don't. I don't want to put you on the spot, but you ask us a question.
If you
could... Me, Jason.
Jason, if you could go back and do any play on the football field, what would it be?
Oh, just have a do-over? Man, I would, you know what, I'd have to go back to that last drive against the San Francisco 49ers in Super Bowl 23 and just, I mean, just get that half a step, get that sack on Joe Montana before he let go of that ball in, you know, one of the big third and 20 plays in the game to keep that drive going. I mean, I took him to the ground, thought it was over, and he got the ball off. If I could redo that one and just get there a half step sooner, that would make my life.
So, have you guys seen the Adam Sandler movie Waterboy?
Yes.
Love it. One of my favorites.
Have you seen when he says, I haven't seen anybody hit that hard since Joe Montana. And then he's like, Joe Montana was a quarterback, you idiot.
And they can't hit like that.
Oh, man, it's so funny.
I loved Waterboy, though. It was one of my favorite movies, and it honestly had some of the best football hits on it of any football movie I've ever seen. Yeah, don't mess with his water, man.
See, I think you could be Bobby Boucher. I do. I can see it. There's a rage in you. You got to just let it out. Take off the bow tie. Create the rage.
You could do it.
Well, if Bobby Boucher...
I mean, he started out as the water boy.
I know.
But honestly, when he'd go crazy, that was just a little bit like Jason, honestly.
So you know what my advice to my kids is?
What?
Play golf. It really is.
You play a lot longer than you do in the NFL.
Play your whole life. It's a good thing.
Yeah.
Okay, Warren, thank you so much for being with us today. You're awesome.
Thank you.
Best of luck with everything you do. This round of Rivals is over.
And we're off to our corners.
He's Jason Buck.
That's Scott Mitchell.
I'm Warren Fisher.
And he's Warren Fisher.
Warren Fisher.
Rivals is powered by KSLSports.com. You can find us on Facebook at The Rivals Podcast, Twitter at The Rivals Show. Until then, we'll catch you soon.